Please be seated. Do you all know the scouting motto? What is it? Be prepared. Yeah. And I'm told that the words "be prepared" are the only two words on the Eagle Scout medal. Do any of you have an Eagle Scout medal on? No? All right. They're important words for the scouting program. Be prepared, the only two words on the scouting medal. When I think about that phrase, be prepared, and when I think about it in the context of scouting, the first thing that comes to my mind is the process of packing, of getting prepared for a camping trip. Back when I was in a scouting program, I loved going on weekend camping trips, and there was a lot of gear and supplies that I thought about and packed in order to be prepared for those weekend camping trips. Be prepared to me meant thinking about everything that we were going to do, and then thinking about every possible situation that I might be in, and then taking my backpack and making sure that I had enough space in there for everything that I would definitely need on those weekend trips. There were some standard pieces of equipment that we all needed. The scouting leaders were going to bring the tents, but we each needed pillows and sleeping bags, our bedding, right? So be prepared. Don't forget your bedding. One of my favorite activities on our camping trips was playing capture the flag. Our scout leaders would split us into teams, and then we would mark out our territories in the woods, and then we would spend hours running and jumping and hiding as we tried to capture our opponents' flags and capture their teammates as they were running through our territory. Playing capture the flag meant that I needed to be prepared. I needed to pack all of my camouflage gear, my camo shirt and my camo pants and my camouflage bandana so that I could hide most effectively amongst the trees and bushes as we played capture the flag. It also meant that I needed to have the right footwear, right? Boots, sturdy enough to run through the woods but not too heavy to slow me down, right? Gotta be fast when you're playing capture the flag. Be prepared. Camo shirt, camo pants, camo bandana, the perfect boots. There was also the need to pack special equipment for making fires. As I said, I loved making fires. And in our scouting troop, the scout leaders, they would take care of making dinner the first night of the camping trip. But in the mornings, each of us scouts got to build our own fire and cook our own breakfasts. So this meant that I needed to pack everything that I'd need to build a fire. To make fires, we'd clear a little space, and then we'd go out in the woods and we'd collect firewood. And if you had passed the knife safety course, that meant that you could pack and use a hatchet to help cut up your firewood, right? So be prepared, bring your hatchet. It also meant that you could use a knife to whittle at sticks and twigs for the purpose of just having fun whittling at sticks and twigs, you know. After the wood was collected and carefully arranged, the fire itself needed to be lit, and this meant that us scouts, we needed to pack something to start our fires with, and I had something very special for this procedure. I had this small stainless steel container with a screw top lid that had a rubber gasket inside that hung on a lanyard that I could wear around my neck. And that rubber gasket inside the lid meant that that little silver cylinder was waterproof, and it would keep matches dry no matter what the weather conditions. And you better believe that every single time I went on a camping trip, I was prepared. I made sure to be prepared. I would go into the kitchen at my house and I would find the box of kitchen matches and I would carefully select maybe 12 or 13 perfect matches with their tiny little wooden stems and their beautiful little red dot of a head at the front. And I would carefully put those in my waterproof match container and screw on the lid as tight as it would go. And I'd sling it around my neck and put it under my shirt, and that thing would just rest over my heart for the entire camping experience. Be prepared. Oftentimes when we think about what it means to be prepared, this is what we think about. We think about the material objects that we will pack and the material objects that we will need. We think about the equipment, the tackle, the supplies, the baggage, the provisions, the gear, the gadgetry, the tools that we will need for the journey and the experience that lies ahead of us. As I reflected on this scouting motto, I thought about what kind of direction Jesus gave to his disciples about what it meant for them to be prepared. I turned to the Gospels to see what kind of words and instructions Jesus gave, what kind of packing instructions he gave to his troop before he sent them out on their excursions into the world. Jesus gathered disciples, followers, friends, and for a while they all traveled together and they learned from Jesus. But at a certain point in his life, Jesus sent his disciples out. He sent them out like scouts, like campers, out into the woods. Jesus sent out his disciples to journey forth and to continue and carry on the work that Jesus had begun. And when Jesus first sends out his 12 disciples, his 12 closest followers, he gives them some packing instructions. The Gospel of Luke tells us that Jesus said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra shirt." Later in that same chapter, Jesus sends out 70 more of his followers, and he tells them, "Carry no purse, carry no bag, don't even take sandals." Jesus is sending out his troop to continue Jesus' work. He is sending them out to accomplish progress, to make change, to deal with real troubles and issues in people's lives and in the world. But when he sends them out in a way that seems less than properly packed or properly prepared. Not only does Jesus not give them any special tools or equipment for their special role and mission in the world, but they don't even leave with the basics that any traveler would have needed to simply survive a journey on the road in ancient Palestine. According to Jesus' instructions, they aren't allowed to have hardly anything, no staff, nothing to help them hike those hilly roads, no purse or money, nothing with which to buy food or provisions or to pay for lodging, for a safe place to sleep at night. No bag, which means no tent, no sleeping bag, no pillows. No bag means no space or ability to store food or clothes or any supplies at all. Jesus tells them to bring no bread. They aren't even allowed to have food for their journey. Jesus tells them to not even take an extra shirt and no footwear at all. Be prepared. It would seem that Jesus is sending out his disciples unprepared. But of course, they are. They are prepared. And in sending them out with so little, essentially with just the clothing on their backs and the energy in their hearts and hands and feet, Jesus is helping his disciples to realize an important lesson about the work which they are sent to accomplish. One of the lessons that Jesus is trying to teach to his disciples is a lesson that I know the scouts in this room already know very well. Being prepared, sometimes what it means to be prepared is about the material objects that we pack and carry, but being prepared is also about how we prepare our hearts and our minds and our spirits. Being prepared means having what we need in our minds and in our hearts. Being prepared isn't just about what we can fit in our backpacks. Being prepared is about approaching life with the right mindset, with the right values. It means approaching life with the right goals and the right orientation. Being prepared isn't just about packing pocket knives and pillows. Being prepared is about having sound judgment. It is about being committed to kindness. It is about looking at others and seeing in them their inherent and God-given value. Being prepared isn't about approaching every moment of every day. It is about approaching every moment of every day as an opportunity to serve the needs of others, to be helpful, to be admirable, to be a good example. Being prepared is about knowing what you stand for, knowing what is right and good, and being ready and willing to stand up for what you believe in, even if it makes you the lone voice in a crowd. Being prepared means knowing what is important to you and seeing every day as an opportunity to practice the craft of living a good life. Living according to your values. Living up to your highest ideals and your cherished principles. To live in this way requires no supplies beyond the supplies that we carry in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. It doesn't matter if our wallets are full or if we don't even have a wallet to begin with. It doesn't matter if we have the fanciest soled shoes or no shoes at all. It doesn't matter if we are wearing the same cloak and tunic, the same shirt and pants that we had on the day before. It doesn't matter what we have or what we don't have. Instead, it matters what we do and how we live and the condition of our hearts. Jesus sent out his disciples to live according to God's plan and to take part in God's mission. And Jesus sent them out with nothing, nothing in their hands or in their pockets or in their backpacks. Nothing physical and tangible to help them realize that no matter the condition of their lives, no matter their relative wealth or poverty, no matter the relative wealth or poverty of the church, they could live for God. They could accomplish their calling, their mission. And no matter their wealth or their poverty, their surpluses or their deficits, the amount of things they had or didn't have, they, God's followers, Jesus' followers, could help accomplish God's work. This concept that being prepared is less about what we carry in our hands and more about what we carry in our hearts. I know that this is not a new concept for the scouting program. The motto, be prepared, from its very first days, has always been about more than what scouts can fit in a rucksack. According to the Eagle Scout and the scouting blogger Brian Wendell, the motto was first published in an English scouting magazine in 1908, 2 years before the BSA was founded in North America. And the originator of this motto, Baden-Powell, was an English soldier. And according to Wendell, Powell's idea was that scouts should prepare themselves to become productive citizens and strong leaders and to bring joy into other people's lives. Powell wanted scouts to be ready in mind and in body and to meet with a strong heart whatever challenges they encountered. Clearly, the motto, be prepared, from the beginning was about a scout's orientation and preparation for life. It wasn't just about having an extra set of batteries for your flashlight or the right kind of boots. Being prepared was about preparing one's whole self, and especially one's heart. So, what does a scout need to be prepared? What does a scout need to be a helpful citizen to their community? What does a scout need to bring assistance and joy into other people's lives? What does a scout really need to be prepared? And what does a Christian need to be prepared? What do we need to be a helpful citizen in God's kingdom? What do we really need in order to bring assistance and joy into others' lives? And what do we need to really be prepared? According to Jesus' model and the unpacking instructions that he gives in the gospel, what it means to be prepared is less about what we carry in our hands or pack in our backpacks or own or possess in this world. What we need to be prepared is what we carry in our hearts. And thankfully, the message of the gospel is that God is here to help fill our hearts. Thanks be to God. Amen.